Welcome to the Reiner Center for Teaching Excellence Effective Teaching Seminar Podcast Series. I'm Katie Matthews, here with Sue Mendelson, the St. Louis University Writing Center Coordinator, to discuss her recent seminar, Designing Writing Assignments That Promote Learning, offered to St. Louis University graduate participants in the Center's Teaching Skills Certificate Program. Hi, Sue. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, thanks, Katie.
I just have a few questions to ask about the seminar you gave. First, I'd like to ask about why this seminar is important to pay attention to, since many instructors are already assigning writing in the classroom.
Right, and that's a good thing. One of the things that we see in the Writing Center is that there are many fantastic assignments that students are doing that really spur learning and are experiences that they're going to remember. But there are others that are just kind of asking students to jump through hoops to get the assignment done. And I think the latter sometimes comes from the assumptions that we as instructors bring to developing assignments that don't necessarily hold true for writers.
Mm-hmm, I see. So the next question then is, how is the writing of students different from the writing we do as instructors?
I think that there is some common ground first, and I'll start there. The common ground might be when we look at why we write as instructors and why our students write. When I ask instructors this question, if they can compare the two, they come up with a lot of overlap. Both we and our students tend to write to communicate, to express feelings, and figure out what we want to share with the world. And also, we all write because in one way or another we have to, for assignments or for scholarly work and responsibilities. But there are also some differences in writing between us and our students that I think are important to understand before we think about designing assignments.
Okay then, so what are those differences?
I think the differences really come down a lot to how we approach writing or the writing process. So if we think about the writing processes of more experienced writers, what we tend to see is a recursive process. So experienced instructors and scholars will go back and forth between different stages of invention, of drafting, of getting feedback from colleagues, and then save editing and polishing for later on. What we find with undergraduates, on the other hand, is they tend to tackle writing as a more linear process. And so they may tackle a project all in one sitting. They'll think about what they want to say up in their heads first, and then use writing to simply record what they've already thought. And so they'll move sequentially through a piece, starting with the introduction, writing all the way to the end at the conclusion. And because they tend to see writing as simply recording what they've already thought, their ideas don't tend to develop as much or get more complex once they start hitting the screen or the keyboard. So in this sense, undergraduates tend to be pretty risk-averse writers. So they're just looking for formulaic ways of writing and patterns that they've already done successfully in the past. So for example, an undergraduate who, in the process of writing a draft, comes up with a new idea in the middle may see that as a failure, their failure to have imagined that at the beginning in their heads before they started writing. Mm-hmm. And so they're holding back from creating more complex ideas. Experienced writers go through that recursive process in order to develop new ideas. And so for experienced writers, writing is a process of thinking. And if we come up with new ideas through writing, that's a successful writing session. And so most of all, the challenge then is to kind of help students figure out writing processes that are going to work for them and strategies that will work for them.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well then, so how is it that we can get students to approach writing in the way that we as scholars do, so that instead of them getting held up on their mistakes and fear of making a mistake, that they approach it in a way that they can get the rich ideas and opportunities that we experience out of writing?
I give, I think, 7 tips that as instructors we might think about as we're designing an assignment to help us do those things and help our students take on some of our practices that really work well. One is to start with a purpose when you're designing an assignment instead of starting with an idea of what the final product might look like. So instead of starting with, I would like my students to do a PowerPoint and a research paper, start with, what are the skills or experiences I want my students to take away from this? Mm-hmm. And then build an assignment around learning those skills or experiences. Also, share the purpose with your students. We know, of course, we're much more likely to learn X if someone tells us at the beginning, the goal of this is to learn X. Mm-hmm, so right. Share that. The second piece of advice I would have is to build a process into your assignment. So instead of just, you know, giving one due date where the final project is due, break the project down into steps and ask your students to have certain timelines for completing those steps. And in particular, make those early steps low pressure, where they're not getting graded, but they may get some helpful feedback. Mm-hmm. The idea then is to give them opportunities to experiment, to be recursive, to take risks, and to develop and change their ideas in those early stages. The third piece of advice I'd give is to build in a feedback stage. Feedback is one of the keys that we know through research that helps writers improve. It's absolutely crucial. Now, some people, when I say this, envision that means taking, you know, a stack of drafts home every weekend and commenting on that. And it can mean that, but it doesn't have to. It doesn't have to mean a greater time commitment on the instructor's part. Okay. It can mean that you assign students to do peer review in class or outside of class. It can mean that you ask them to come to the Writing Center or do some other activity to get feedback. The fourth thing I would suggest is to ask your students to write a lot in your class. Along with feedback, the quantity of writing that writers do is the other key factor in whether or not they improve as writers. Mm-hmm. And so the more that you can ask them to do, the better. And that can be informal writing in the first 10 minutes of class, or it can be, you know, a formal major research paper. But ask them to write a lot. The fifth is to pace projects. And by that we mean to not just give students one due date when the big project is due, but to really break things up into parts, just like we do as experienced writers. We might tackle a large project, but we've got much smaller projects to get us there. You know, mm-hmm. I might be writing a dissertation or a book, but I'm going to use a couple of conference papers to get started on that first chapter, mm-hmm. or I'm going to work on an article or something. Mm-hmm. Whenever possible, and this is my sixth piece of advice, try to offer problem-based tasks instead of merely throwing topics at students. When students see a topic, they'll intuit that they're just being asked to jump through a hoop. But if you can give them a problem and ask them to solve it, or a situation and ask them to work through it, they're much more likely to be engaged. So say, for example, you know, if I asked you, If we were in a theology class and we were studying different religions' vision of the afterlife, if I said to you, write a paper comparing visions of the afterlife in Buddhism, Christianity, and Islam, that might not be a real motivating assignment. Mm-hmm. If I said instead, imagine that, you know, you've got Buddha, Muhammad, and Jesus out on a golf course. They're playing 18 holes, and Buddha's dog has just died, and he's very upset, and they're talking through their visions of an afterlife and trying to comfort Buddha. Write me a transcript of their conversation.
Mm-hmm. I see the difference.
Right. So much more fun and engaging kind of topic. The last piece of advice I'd have for people designing assignments is, whenever possible, and it's not always possible, use authentic tasks. So instead of having you be the ultimate audience and writing merely be an exercise to show mastery to the professor, choose a project or a problem or an issue in your community and have students address it and have them present their ideas to a real audience, whether it be through a city council meeting or a neighborhood watch meeting, or, you know, if there's a project online that you want them to participate. There are great opportunities online that are free where students can, in one way or another, publish their work and make it public for mm-hmm. real audiences. And what we find is that students are very motivated by that yes. and get excited.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I've learned a lot today, Sue. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Katie.
I appreciate it.